Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
No!
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Prayer Works Ministry with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, and co-host, Evangelist Khadija Hameen, and also Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who is not on with us on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. But we thank you for taking the time to tune in to the broadcast. And at this time, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord God, we come before you as humble as we know how, calling upon your holy name. Lord, we ask you to stop by here right now while we're going on this broadcast, Lord, on the live air. Lord God, reach somebody's soul. Touch somebody's mind. Oh, Lord God, be risen in their heart today. Those who don't know you, Lord, make yourself known unto them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will touch somebody's body, heal and make them whole right now. Rebuke the conditions, oh Lord, that are plaguing them, Lord God. Raise them up, Lord, and restore their health unto them. In the name of Jesus, oh my Lord, you have the power to heal all manner of diseases, all manner of sicknesses. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord. We're coming to you right now, Lord, asking you, oh God, to send your healing virtue to touch somebody's mind who's sick in the mind. Oh, my God, give them a well mind, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, my God. Take away the confusion. Take away any evil spirit or evil thought that's plaguing them right now and give them peace in their mind. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray right now that you will send forth your anointing, that you will touch, my God. Anoint us, Lord, to do your will. Without you, oh God, we can do nothing. We're depending on you. And we're looking unto you. Take control, my God, and have your way. We're praying, Lord, for those who are on a prayer list. Look on them right now, one by one, name by name. Bless them today with the blessing they stand in need of. Oh, Lord, move upon them right now while this prayer is going up. Oh, Lord God, be merciful and go into the hospitals, Lord. Make your holy visitation. Touch somebody's body. Touch somebody's mind. Touch their heart, oh God. Save to the uttermost. Lord, deliver the bound right now. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, be merciful. Look on the backslider. Help them to return unto you, Lord Jesus. Give them the mind to walk away from the world. Give them the mind to return unto you, Lord. Only you can do it, oh God. And give them enough time to make it back before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, visit the prisons right now. Go into every cell, Lord Jesus. Those, oh God, who are on death row, let them know that there's nothing impossible for you, that you have the power to deliver their soul. You're able to save them, Lord God. Save their soul, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Though their body may be killed, oh, my God, you have the power to preserve their lives and to give them the gift, eternal life, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh, God. And let sins be forgiven. Let transgressions be blotted out. Lord, bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name, with whatever blessing we stand in need of. For, Lord, whatever it is, we know that you have all of our needs, oh God. You have everything we need. We are asking you today, Lord, please remember all of those who are in the hospital. Deacon Tanner, oh God, remember him in a special way. Look on Pastor Smith today. Bless him, Lord Jesus. Raise him up, my God. Heal his body, oh Lord God. And a young man, I can't think of his name right now, Lord, but you know who he is, oh God, in New Jersey. Lay your hand upon him, Lord. And, Lord, restore his health unto him. Save his soul. Look on his mother, oh God, and bless her and the family, Lord Jesus. Look on the bereaved families today. Anyone who is dealing with bereavement, comfort them and console them, Lord. Be merciful unto them in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, look on Bernadette and her son Luke. Her husband, Raj, Lord, bless them today. Save to the uttermost. Heal and deliver. Do wonders, oh God. Work wonders, my God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful, Lord. Anyone who's requesting prayer, Lord, you know all about it. whatever the request is, we pray, God, that you will grant it. Let it be done according to your holy will. We believe you today, and we count it as done, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, my God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your touch. We thank you, oh God, for the manifestation of your spirit. We thank you for your healing power. Thank you for deliverance today. Thank you, hallelujah, for the restoration. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the saving of souls. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. We praise you, oh God, and we magnify you. We lift you up, oh Lord, for you are worthy of the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh Lord, for this prayer. We ask, God, that you accept our prayer. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Can somebody help me give God a praise? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the opening prayer. We just thank God for his touch. Oh, glory to God. We praise God for his wonderful gift of love. And at this time, we're going to have this afternoon, we know that many people are with their families, and you may be on. If you are, God bless you. We thank you for just taking the time to be on here. But we're going to have a scripture reading right after our announcements, if it's the Lord's will. So we're going to ask if Dr. Hameen could give some announcements at this time. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good evening or good afternoon, and God bless you all. Welcome to the Prayer Works Ministry. If you're just tuning in, it is a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. And we do believe in praying to God for all, because you can be blessed, delivered, healed, and made whole through prayer and faith in God. And we invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God this afternoon. And our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 563-999-3634, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address P.O. Box 271448. It's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And if you're a clergy, you're just looking to support other ministries, or you just want to call in and you're feeling bold, you want to have remarks after the word, you have a song you like to sing, a scripture you like to read, a testimony you'd like to tell, feel free to give us a call at 551-241-6677. And this afternoon, or rather this evening, at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Nadell hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 605-373-5995. That access code is 565-2166. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We are praying for the bereaved Ingram Soul family, for the bereaved Harrell family, Sean Howard and his mother, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, W.L. and the bereaved Turner family, the bereaved Edmond family, Mrs. Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Deacon Roger Tanner, Elder Otis Smith, all the bereaved families, as well as those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I'd like to just sing portion of a song. God sent his son, they called him Jesus. He came to save, heal, and forgive. He bled and died just to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fears are gone. And now I know who holds my future, and life is worth living just because he lives. God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to save, heal and forgive. He bled and died just to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fears are gone. And now I know he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And life is worth the living just because he lives. And life is worth the living just because he lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Dr. Hameen, and also for the announcements that were given. And at this time, we're going to just have the scripture reading concerning the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I'll be reading from St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. I'll read the chapter in its entirety, and I'm reading from the King James Version. So starting with St. Matthew 28, verse 1. And if you want to go ahead and get your Bible and read along with me, you can do so. And I'll just start reading verse 1. Again, St. Matthew 28, beginning with verse 1, and it reads, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and shewed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught, and this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Yes.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the reading of the Word of God in this passage of Scripture. And it's familiar to a lot of people, but there are some people who are not too familiar. But just to let you know, in case you don't know or are unaware,
yes.
Jesus died on the cross, and he rose on the third day,
yes, he did,
with all power in his hand. And he rose to save the whole entire world.
Yes, he did.
The reason for his dying on the cross was to take away the sins of the world.
Amen.
So today, if you don't know Jesus in the departing of your sins, you have this opportunity that you can accept Jesus as your personal Savior,
yes,
and allow him to live in you. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we're going to the Lord in prayer, and if you desire to be saved, if you repent right now and ask the Lord to forgive you, God is a merciful God. He's a forgiving God. Don't worry about your situation. Just come as you are,
yes,
and the Lord will be merciful unto you, and he will pardon your sins. So at this time, let's put our minds on the Lord for prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you and we give you thanks, Lord. We thank you, O Lord, for coming down to the earth and for sacrificing your life that we might be saved. We praise you, my God. Lord, we come to you right now. We ask for forgiveness and ask that you will search our hearts. Lord, look on those right now who have made up their minds to accept you as their personal Savior. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Forgive all of their sins. Take away their sins, Lord, and clean them up on the inside. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, my God. Work a wonder in their lives. Work miracles, O God, in the name of Jesus. We know you are able, my Lord. We are praying right now, God, that you will send healing, Lord. Somebody is sick in their body, sick in their mind. Only you, Lord, can make them whole right now. Oh, blessed Savior, work a wonder, Lord, and work a miracle in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you have the power to confound the wise. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the doctors who have given up and said they can't do anymore, you specialize in these impossible situations. You specialize in diseases and sicknesses. You specialize in terminal illness. Oh, Lord, nothing is impossible for you. And we believe you right now. We're taking you at your word. And Lord God, we ask you to remember the bereaved families, comfort and console them. Anyone who is feeling weak, feeling discouraged, strengthen them, Lord Jesus. Encourage their heart. Lord, whoever's faith is weak, strengthen their faith, oh God. Help them to believe in the name of Jesus. Rebuke all doubt and take away fear in the name of Jesus. Have mercy. Be merciful, Lord. Remember all who have requested prayer, all those who are on prayer lists around the world. Oh, my God, look on them right now as we are praying, Lord, name by name. Oh, my Lord, move in a mighty, mighty way in the name of Jesus. Have your way, my God, and let your will be done. Bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Oh, Lord, we believe you, and we count it done. If there's anything we should have mentioned in this prayer that was not mentioned, you know about it, Lord. We ask that you will honor it, oh God, that you will grant it according to your will. We believe we have the petition, and we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your delivering power. We thank you, my God, for the saving of the soul and the preservation of the lives of the youth, my God. Look on young people everywhere, all around the world. Oh, my God, preserve them. Don't let the enemy destroy their lives in the name of Jesus. For, Lord God, many of them coming up, they are the future church. Lord, them and watch over them. We ask it in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. We just thank God for his touch. Surely the Lord God is real. God can do anything. As a matter of fact, God can do everything. Praise God. We are so grateful for what the Lord has done and for what he's about to do. Praise the Lord. I'm excited. We were in service on today. The word of God came forth. I tell you, the praises of the Lord went up. The glorious testimonies were heard. I mean, we had a great time in the Lord. And I thank God for blessing my soul today. Praise God. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks. If Dr. Hameen would like to have remarks, God bless you.
Well, thank God for the word of God that was read. Thank God for the prayer. Thank God for touching the prayer. Thank God for this Sunday being set aside as Resurrection Sunday. And, you know, again, people have these doubts and arguments about whether he rose on a Sunday or whether he rose on a Monday. And like I always say, I don't care when he rose. I don't care what day it was. But he rose in my soul. So he's resurrected there. And I'm looking to be with him one day. And I know that if that same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, if it dwell in me, then by that same spirit he's going to quicken my mortal body. And that's what I'm looking for. Again, I don't care about the day. Doesn't matter about the day. Doesn't matter about the hour. Some people say, well, if you stayed in there 3 days, and I don't care about any of that. Right. He rose. Amen. That's the point. He rose. I thank God for, like Amanda Samian began to mention, the service and the beautiful time we had this morning. And thank God again for this broadcast. Thank God for you, Evangelist Samian. Thank God for being able to be in your presence, too. So I don't have to kind of say it low so that I don't overpower you on the phone, but I can be in your presence. So I thank God for that. And thank God also for Evangelist Maybell as well. So thank God for you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful remarks coming to you, Dr. Hameen. And we also thank God for Evangelist May. She might be on her broadcast tonight, the Gospel Truth broadcast. You can tune in and be blessed. Praise God. So we do thank God for the broadcast this afternoon, and we thank God for your prayers, your continued prayers, and your support. And we ask that you will keep us in your prayers and continue to pray for all of those who are on the prayer list, and let us pray one for another. At this time, this concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.